Experts have known for years that fake, poor quality and improperly packaged drugs pose a serious public health threat in many developing countries. Now, a new study has found that many people infected with malaria in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia are not getting treated because of counterfeit or poor quality anti-malarial drugs. The lead author of the study, researcher Gaurvika Nair of the National Institutes of Health, told VOA in a Skype interview that the problem is widespread.
While we have limited information on where these drugs are made, where poor quality and drugs are made or how they're produced, we do know that they're rampant in local shops and grocery stores, in even hospitals.
Nair says the survey discovered that a high percentage of the sampled drugs failed chemical analysis, had fake packaging or improper labeling, or were being sold years beyond their expiration dates.
While poor quality antimalarials were available in 7 Southeast Asian countries and 21 sub-Saharan African countries, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Malaria kills as many as 1 million people each year. Scientists and public health experts say the single most important way to prevent these fatalities and fatalities from other drug-treatable diseases would be a regulatory system to protect the integrity of the global drug supply chain. The United States Pharmacopeial Convention, or USP, is a non-profit standard-setting organization that works to ensure the quality of medicines and food ingredients. Patrick Lukule directs USP's drug quality program.
In every country, there has to be a system to regulate. Without regulation, everything is at play and everything is possible. So regulators have to be strengthened. They have to be given an enabling environment so that they are really able to clamp down on illicit trade.
Lukule says poor quality drugs exist not only because the local manufacturers fail to maintain high standards, but also because some drug makers are pursuing quick profits. He says in either case, these unreliable drugs are a menace to global health efforts.
I believe that this has really led to the prolongation of neglected diseases in developing countries, whether it's malaria, TB or HIV/AIDS, and the problem seems to be growing every day.
Experts insist that drug makers found to have poor quality control practices should be prosecuted. And standard-setting groups such as USP recommend clearer guidelines for regulators and better technologies for detecting poor drugs and flushing them quickly out of the market. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.